Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Rhodes of Time for You, and I'd like to welcome you back to my podcast today. In my previous podcast, I talked about six ingredients that I call heavy hitters, ingredients that are in many of the products that you probably have in your home today, products that may be making you sick. So today, I want to talk to you about the term organic and what it really means. Now, very simply put, organic means anything that relates to or is derived from living matter. So anything that comes from living matter is organic. That means roadkill is organic, right? Most of us consider anything that is labeled organic to be safer, healthier, and free from ingredients that are harmful or bad for us. We're willing to pay more for products when they're labeled organic because of how we perceive that term to mean, what we perceive that term to mean. Now, most of us also assume the United States government protects us from harmful ingredients in the things that we bring into our homes, such as cleaning products, personal care products, makeup, foods. I'll steer clear of talking about pharmaceuticals, because you can learn all about those possible unwanted side effects that threaten your health just by watching TV commercials. When it comes to understanding what organic means, here are some important things to consider. Number one, the FDA regulates food, beverages, drugs, medical devices, and cosmetics. Since cleaning products aren't any of the above, they are not regulated by the FDA. They are regulated by the EPA, or the Environmental Protection Agency, which requires manufacturers to list ingredients that are, quote, active disinfectants or, quote, potentially harmful. Otherwise, manufacturers can keep their ingredients secret so that the competitors won't copy their formulas. Now, the EPA only requires companies to list chemicals of known concern on their labels. The key word is known, because the fact is that the government has no idea whether most of those chemicals used in everyday cleaning products are safe or not, because it doesn't test them, and it doesn't require the manufacturers to test them either. Remember yesterday when I said there were over 70,000 chemicals produced in the U.S.? There's a lot of them, and only a handful are truly regulated by the government. Another fact to keep in mind is the cleaning industry employs about almost 3,000 janitors. Data from a Washington State study showed that about 6% of janitors experienced job-related injury every year from exposure to cleaning products. In addition to those professional janitors, who can be, I mean, we can assume that they use the cleaning products every day, many other occupants in those buildings that are cleaned by those janitors might perform light cleaning on a routine basis, such as dusting their office or wiping off their desks and their computers. And all building occupants are potentially exposed to the volatile components of the cleaning products that made at least 6% of the professional janitors suffer job-related injury. Now, there's another fact to keep in mind. Regular use of cleaning sprays can have as much of an impact on health as smoking a pack of cigarettes a day, according to a recent study. Scientists at Norway's University of Bergen tracked 6,000 people with an average age of 34 at the beginning of the study who used cleaning products over a period of 2 decades. They found that the lung function declined in women who regularly use cleaning products, and that decline was equivalent to those with a 20-cigarette daily smoking habit. There was a study by French scientists in September of 2017 that found nurses who use disinfectants to clean surfaces at least once a week, only once a week, had a 24 to 32% increased risk of developing lung disease. So what does all this mean? It means you need to understand who regulates what and whether that regulation actually results in truly safe products that you pay for and bring into your home. Now, there are three different categories you need to understand regarding organic labeling. The first is, when you see on a label 100% organic, that means those products must show an ingredient list. It must provide the name and address of the handler of the finished product, the bottler, the distributor, the importer, the manufacturer, the packer, the processor, and the name and seal of the organic certifier. These products should contain no chemicals, additives, synthetics, pesticides, or genetically engineered substances. That's what the label 100% organic means. You also will see on labels USDA organic. That means that products must contain at least 95% organic ingredients. The 5% non-organic ingredients could include additives or synthetics or almost anything non-organic. Now, the third term that you'll see on labels is made with organic. This relates to products that must contain at least 70% organic ingredients. 30% of the ingredients could be anything. So, what are you paying for? Are you getting what you pay for? Once again, I remind you that you are the gatekeeper of your home. Your home should be a haven, a safe haven for all who enter. You can make smarter, healthier decisions by becoming educated on what ingredients are in the products that you use, what the labeling really means, particularly when it refers to organic, what, if any, government protections you are getting, and by choosing all natural, preferably plant-based products for cleaning, personal care, baby care, oral care, everything you possibly can. Switch it over to all natural, plant-based products. If you would like to learn more about this topic, please visit my website, Time for You. That's thyme4you.net. And leave me a comment. I would love to hear from you. Till next time, this is Sharon Rhodes signing off from Time for You and reminding you to always take time for you.